And it was in the night that Abram was born, that all the servants of Terah and all the wise men of Nimrod and his conjurers came and ate and drank in the house of Terah, and they rejoiced with him on that night. And when all the wise men and conjurers went out from the house of Terah, they lifted up their eyes toward heaven that night to look at the stars, and they saw, and behold, one very large star came from the east and ran in the heavens, and he swallowed up the four stars from the four sides of the heavens. And all the wise men of the king and his conjurers were astonished at the sight, and the sages understood this matter, and they knew its import. And they said to each other, "This only betokens the child that has been born to Terah this night, who will grow up and be fruitful and multiply and possess all the earth, he and his children forever, and he and his seed will slay great kings and inherit their lands." And the wise men and conjurers went home that night, and in the morning all these wise men and conjurers rose up early and assembled in an appointed house. And they spoke and said to each other, "Behold, the sight that we saw last night is hidden from the king. It has not been made known to him. And should this thing get known to the king in the latter days, he will say to us, 'Why have you concealed this matter from me?' And then we shall all suffer death. Therefore, now let us go and tell the king the sight which we saw and the interpretation thereof, and we shall then remain clear." And they did so. And they all went to the king and bowed down to him to the ground, and they said, "May the king live, may the king live. We heard that a son was born to Terah, the son of Nahor, the prince of thy host, and we yesternight came to his house, and we ate and drank and rejoiced with him that night." 10.